Roy, it's been a very proud few days for you here in Belgium. All your hard work in organising this trip has come off superbly well.
Yes, Andy, I suppose we haven't come to this region for the last 15, 20 years, but to come here as part of a Linfield tour really is very, very special. So for the charity that I'm involved in here in Belgium, ITPE, it has been a lot of hard work, I suppose, and this is the second year that we've organised this particular Peace Games project. So along with Christophe Demy, our friend here in Belgium, you know, I think our hard work has paid off for us to see the young people over here learning so much on and off the pitch. You know, that's really what it's all about. It's about promoting peace and reconciliation and using, I suppose, the learning from the First World War just to try and make a better understanding of what happened here 100 years ago. And it's just a pleasure to be part of it all.
We've been well looked after, you know, the local teams, the hotel, the charity. Everybody has looked after us really, really well.
I think the hospitality, once again, has been tremendous. And I suppose, from a Linfield perspective, to have the, you know, the chairman here as well and the first team manager. And I think people really have gone out of their way. Certainly the folk in ITPE, Christophe, the other board members, Ignace and Dirk, our hosts in KVK Westhook, the team that came down last night, Bruges. I think they, I mean, they've all been really, really helpful. Excellent hospitality, and even other folk we've met from the embassies as well. So it's all come together, and I suppose this being the second year, the tournament is just growing, I think, in strength and popularity. And I think for us that augurs well for the future in terms of what our plans are.
And we had Ian Hussein from the Commonwealth War Graves Commission at our first game the other night, so it's really high profile.
I think that's brought a really new dimension to the work, because obviously Ian is responsible for, you know, all of the war graves that we visit in this part of the world, and in fact right across Europe, and he has a tremendous responsibility in his role. For us to meet him and to make him part of this project, for us to learn more about what he's actually doing out here, I think is tremendous. And he did take a real interest in what we're trying to do with the young people and you know, in the whole sporting and educational dimension of this project.
And we've just come back from a trip around the chocolate factory. Ignace, the chief in the chocolate factory, you know, he's a major sponsor behind this whole project.
Yes, I mean, Ignace is probably one of the inspirations behind the whole ITP project. He's the chairman of the board, and I suppose him and Christophe and Dirk probably are the driving forces behind the whole thing. But he really wants to grow the project, and I suppose one of the things that we looked at today was the new product that's going to come out, and there's a distinct line of chocolates which are dedicated to the First World War, and in fact one of them depicts the 36th Ulster Division. So we'll be going back home and talking to our marketing director, Stephen Dixon, about how we promote these in our own shops, and I'm sure that our supporters will be really looking forward to buying these products and to putting a percentage of the profits back into the charity, which will help Linfield Football Club in the future and our young players.
And hopefully pay for maybe future such trips out here as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously some fundraising has gone in to make this all possible. But looking ahead to the future, I think we'd like to bring another academy team across next year. We also had a very positive meeting yesterday with KVK West, talk about maybe the first team coming over. So there's a need for us to bring more income into the charity. And obviously selling some of these products in this, the 100th anniversary of the outbreak of the Great War, really is a good opportunity for the charity.
Possibly bringing Belgians over to Belfast, possibly as well.
I think that's something that has been mooted over the last few days, and I think we would like to maybe return some of the hospitality that we have been shown over here in Flanders. And I think either one of their academy teams or perhaps the first team at KVK Westhook would be very keen to travel over to Belfast sometime in the future. And of course, for us to show them a bit about what has happened in our country over the last sort of 40 years, and they'll be learning for the Belgian folk in terms of our own conflict, and indeed. We had some students who were involved in this project here, and some of our young players met Belgian students, and I think there has been some learning between the two groups.
And you mentioned there Christophe a few times. For those who don't know him, just describe briefly his enthusiasm and his heaps of knowledge about all, not just World War matters, but conflicts all over the world.
I think the man is a legend, certainly in these parts, and also back home in Northern Ireland. He's a regular visitor to our shores, but he has a extensive knowledge really of the whole First World War, the Second World War, and really the whole history of the region of Flanders. And he has obviously family connections. His grandfather was involved in the war. He has known people like Harry Patch, who's one of the most famous World War One veterans. And he tells stories about, you know, Adolf Hitler being here as a young man, the First World War, and has taken to places where he's been. So I think, you know, the man just has real enthusiasm for this whole project. He has tremendous enthusiasm for Northern Ireland, for Linfield Football Club, and I hope the partnership that we have with him and the friendships that we've built with him will grow in the future, because it's only helpful to us.
The enthusiasm he has is infectious with the young people, isn't it?
He does build up a real rapport and a real bond, I think, with the young people, and I think we hope before we leave this morning to do a presentation of a Linfield jersey to Christoph, just to thank him for all of his help. But yeah, I mean, I think this project wouldn't happen without people like him, you know, because you need to have the links here in Belgium, people who understand what this part of the world means to us and to our forefathers. And there have been some tremendous stories this week, which, you know, has just been inspirational to us all.
We've had a lot of trips, you know, Langemark and Tynecott and the Christmas Truce place. You know, just briefly, you know, describe the impact that all these trips and visits have had on our young people here.
I think it's probably different learning from the different places that we go. And we try to sort of give our young people a spread, you know, without sort of overloading them with information. But part of it is looking at, I suppose, the Linfield connection to this part of the world. So obviously some of our former players fought and died here, and we've taken them to their final resting place. And the young lads have shown tremendous respect and dignity and going to those places and paying their own personal respects. But it's also then about taking them to some other places, like Tynecott Cemetery, you know, the largest Commonwealth war grave cemetery in this region. And other places like the Christmas Truce, which has a football connection. And I think they understand that. I think probably one of the most poignant things for me was going to the grave of John Condon, you know, a 14-year-old Irish boy from Waterford who lied about his age, signed up for the British Army and died over here at just 14. And for them to go to that gravestone to see his age, the same age as many of these young people, you know, there must be tremendous learning for them in that.
And very special as well when yesterday one of our young players is reunited with an ancestor that the family have only really recently, you know, discovered.
I think that's a tremendous story, Andy, and it just really reflects what this project is all about. I think one of our coaches, Johnny, only found this information out just the weekend before we came away, and he managed to do the research into it. And we found just that where one of his relatives was buried was quite near where we're staying here in Flanders. So we managed at fairly short notice to arrange to go to the cemetery, and you were there, and it was one that was probably off the beaten track quite a bit, but a lot of Irish people from the various 36th, the 10th and the 16th Irish divisions all buried in that very, very small cemetery, which is located down a long path behind a working farm. And just to walk in there, the small group of us with the young lad, with Matthew, to find the grave of his relative fairly quickly, and just to have a short service of reflection and remembrance there, and for him to take some photographs and to take that back home. And I know his family back in Belfast are very excited that he's the first person from that family in almost 100 years to come here and just to recognise what role his ancestor played in that conflict.
And it's great that we've been getting positive feedback through the website about what we've been doing out here, isn't it? It's great that our supporters are buying into this back home.
Well, I think it's one thing that we always try to do when we're out here. We try and relay the information, because we do have a lot of supporters who have a great interest in the sort of links with this region and the First World War. So I think they do appreciate, I know I've spoken to many of them, they appreciate what we're doing out here. I think they buy into it. And I think there will be an opportunity in the future that if we can do something, you know, with the first team, that I have no doubt that many of our supporters would like to accompany us over here, because they do in other parts of the year. And I think that, you know, if we can manage something like that in 2015, I think our supporters will really appreciate it.
It must have been a very proud night for you on that Monday night when, you know, you had the Linfield chairman and the Linfield manager laying wreaths at the Menin Gate last post ceremony. Hugely symbolic and hugely important.
I think the Menin Gate is just one of those places that you visit, and it just has an aura about it. You know, just to see all those names of soldiers with no known grave etched up on the walls. And the fact that they hold a service here, you know, every night of the week, 52 weeks a year, and the people, the local people who come and pay their respects, the tourists who are here. So to see, yes, our chairman, who's been here a number of times, our manager, who's here for the first time, and I know you've spoken to him, and, you know, he has really appreciated this visit. But to see them representing our club, accompanied by two of our young players, you know, it's something really special. And I think, you know, it's special for our football club, and I think Linfield Football Club does have a particular responsibility in terms of what our forefathers, what our former players did in this region, and we will never forget that. And I think there's always a place for that in our history.
While there's been historical, cultural, sport, educational aspects to this visit, you know, we can't forget the football. And over two nights, our youngsters put in two fantastic performances to win 6-1 against the local Ypres team, and last night to beat Bruges, a top Belgian team, 3-1. I thought that was absolutely outstanding.
Yeah. I think when Christophe and I first discussed this project, we thought the sporting aspect of it, you know, would be very important, to sort of mix of sporting and education. So I think in the 2 years, our young players have been tremendous ambassadors for the club, but particularly the role of the academy is to grow these young players, to develop them, to make them better players, but to make them better people as well. And to see them on the pitch over the last few nights has been tremendous. Yeah, the first night was a warm-up game, and I think they won fairly comfortable. But we did tell them that we have a much stiffer challenge to face against, you know, one of the top sides in Belgium. I mean, seeing the two teams before the game warming up, I think some of us were a bit worried that, you know, I think we may have met our match here and could be in for a very difficult game. But what a performance those young lads put in. You know, they weren't overawed in the slightest. They stuck to their game plan. Tactically, they were very, very good. And some of the goals, some of the finishes were just tremendous. So for me, as someone who's involved with Linfield, a director of the club, to see the young talent that we have coming through, you know, really excites me for the future.
And the coaches, Davy Chisholm, Jack McCluskey, Johnny Jamison, they've done a great job in looking after these boys over here, haven't they?
I think they do a tremendous job, all of them. And you know, we had some different coaches here last year, but I think all of the people at the academy, and I think that's really what, I think we all realise that, we have to invest in our future players. So I think projects like this really develop those young players, take them to a different part of Europe. It's all part of the education and playing against a different team with different systems. And I think they really do learn a lot from it, and hopefully they take that back home into our own domestic league. And I know Warren has been quite excited about some of the talent that he has seen here, and he's been working directly with some of the players too, and takes a real interest in that. So I think, yeah, I mean, I think that we are laying foundations here for the future at Linfield, and that augurs well for us as a club.
Many strings to Johnny Jamison's bow. He's been a coach. He was doing research into the family history that was a successful outcome yesterday, and then those poem recitals off by heart, not being read out, wasn't that absolutely moving, emotional and poignant, that he was able to speak them from the heart, not reading them, at those gravesides over the last few days?
I think I would say you couldn't have a better person out here in terms of someone representing Linfield Football Club, but also someone who has a great passion and an interest in the First World War. And obviously Johnny's also involved with his son in the annual event that we run in commemoration. So I think that was tremendous. And the fact that he also had some of the young players reading out parts of these poems at the graveside of former Linfield players and supporters, that really was something special for me. And I think all of us who were here really did appreciate that and thought, you know, this is something that is excellent. And those young players they paid a tremendous attention to what we were doing. They showed the utmost respect for what we're trying to do, and I hope that they do take that back home.
It's my second year here in Belgium. It's been the second time I've really enjoyed it, and I just want to thank you and your charity, and thank all the boys. And obviously we go back to Belfast tonight, and it's back to Windsor Park on Saturday. But any final thoughts on what has been in another amazing 4 days?
Yeah, I think I said earlier that the tournament and the project is getting bigger, it's getting better, it's getting more recognition, it's getting more coverage. I hope in the future the people back home, in terms of our own media, give it the coverage it deserves. But really, there's something special growing here, and we have tremendous links with the people over here in Belgium, both in football terms and in cultural terms and in remembrance of this region. And I hope that just builds in the future.
Thanks a million. Well done. And we'll see you back at Windsor Park on Saturday.
Thank you, Andy.